seems to me such an easy, easy thing should be. Why can't you and me learn to love one another? A man who is down and needs a helping hand, all it takes is you to understand and to pull him through. Seems to me we got to solve it individually. And I'll do unto you what you do to me. Said no.
Yeah, we're shouting from the mountain.
We interrupt this programming to bring you the following presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for the action on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers, Kaneka Sausage, Pafford EMS, Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, Renova Roofing, Glass Doctor of the Gulf Coast, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, OWA Parks and Resort, and Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Time to get set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
It is a gorgeous Sunday afternoon on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. It's Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM. My name is Javid Blake. The Shuckers and the Biscuits get underway in a series finale at the top of the hour, and the Shuckers looking to continue their reign as one of the best teams in all of minor league baseball. 10-10 on the year, but they've won 9 of 12, outscoring opponents by 29 runs with a league-leading 65 runs over that span to get to 500 after starting the year 1-7. The Shuckers yesterday got a big-time win against the Biscuits, a 6-1 winner. As the Shuckers enter today at 10-10, the Biscuits at 10-9. The Shuckers yesterday got a real good start from Alexander Corneal, who now enters today with a ERA at 0.51 through his first 17 and two-thirds innings and four starts in a Shuckers uniform. Duncan Dabbitt, the loss is the Shuckers, who throughout this series have scored a lot of runs late. Yesterday, it was runs early. They scored six runs in the first three innings, two in the second, four in the third, thanks to back-to-back-to-back two-out extra base hits from Brock Wilken, Xavier Warren, and Luke Adams. Warren and Adams with back-to-back home runs as the Shuckers enter today with back-to-back series wins in the bank, but a chance to win 5-6 in a six-game series for the first time since June of last season against the Rocket City Trash Pandas. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time for today's pregame interview. As always on Sundays, it is the Community Corner with Shuckers Community Development Manager David Blackwell. Comes your way next for First Pitch at 1:05 on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Create your own ticket package with the mini plan and choose any combination of 5 games or 10 games that fits your schedule best. The options are endless. Plans begin at $75 for a 5-game plan and $140 for a 10-game plan. All mini plans include dugout box seats at Keesler Federal Park. Questions or want to purchase more than 2 plans? Contact the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com or by phone at 228-233-3465.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Featuring amazing views of the ballpark, downtown Biloxi, and the Gulf of Mexico, both the first base party deck and the Renova rooftop on the suite level provide exclusivity during the game for you and your group. The decks feature all-you-can-eat food and beverage services for 2 hours and group recognition on the video board during the game and shade covering. For more information and to book your next outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Listen closely. Hear those bubbles? That mouth-watering waterfall? Delicious. Ice cold. And zero sugar. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
Listen to every game all season long on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Cruising WGCM and shuckers.info/listen-live. The sun is shining, and we're sitting first base dugout with David Blackwell. My name is David Blake, and it's the community corner, as always, for Sunday home games. David, we appreciate the time, and been a lot going on.
Yeah, man. Glad to be here again. Another beautiful Sunday. Great day for baseball. We got my boy Tim Duggar on the PA right now, and the boys are racing in Dega today. Can't be a much better spring day.
And the Shuckers are looking to win 5 of 6 in this series with the win today. I know you've been active in the post-game interviews this year. You've done a lot of them, especially recently. What's it been like being around this team and seeing the growth from this team? Because I've seen it up in the booth. It's been a lot of fun to see. You're here behind home plate at home games. It's got to be fun to see as well.
Yeah, I think we all expected the younger guys to take it a little time to figure it out in jail. Man, they've done that really quickly. I've never taken so many showers after games to clean off Powerade, man, it's becoming more and more fun every week, and I'm enjoying the streak, and I'll take as many showers as necessary. We keep winning.
Well, talking about water-related activities, there's a beach cleanup this week. 4 different Shuckers took part in it. Will Childers, Caleb Bowman, Justin Yeager, Nate Peterson. What was that like getting them out there to help beautify the beaches here in Biloxi?
Yeah, it was really good. We've been working out on this for a little bit over a year, maybe not quite that long, in partnership with the Beau Rivage and Main Street Biloxi. And all three organizations set up their own spaces, but we all worked in conjunction with each other to not only clean up the beach, but the area around the stadium, around downtown Biloxi, and over in the Howhop area, just to our west. And that was... Man, it was just a good day to see. I mean, it was close to 200 people from all the groups, and I know our staff and some more players obviously got involved, and just a really great day to tie up the week after Earth Day last week, and really enjoy those partnerships and the relationships we have with them. And we're actually looking at doing some more things, so we'll have some more announcements on those partnerships coming soon.
Last night, Heart of a Shucker Community Fund announced a $5,000 donation to Special Olympics Mississippi. And for a statewide organization, they have a lot of ties right here to Biloxi in the area. And that's because this donation directly helps fund their state games, which happens at Keister Air Force Base. What's it been like working with Special Olympics Mississippi to get that donation through the finish line and to help support these games over at Keesler?
Well, I mean, look, first and foremost, I think it's important to mention the partnership between Keesler Air Force Base and Special Olympics of Mississippi. Just an absolute great partnership. They do it every year over there, and so we're happy to be able to step in. Look, it's not our deal, but we're happy to support it, and I think that's the important part about it is that they work so closely and so well together. The athletes stay there at the base. They have their own Olympic village, and Ingalls is a big part of that as well. And so Just really cool tie-ins and really just humbling to be a part of those conversations. Over 6,000 athletes in the state of Mississippi are involved in this whole deal, and man, we're cool. We're happy to be a part of it.
What's it like to see the smiles on those faces after the donation last night and as they get set for these state games over at Keesler?
Boy, I tell you what, you talk about chills, man. It was just hearing the stories and hear how in our donation is going to help and kind of a last-minute issue that they had come up that they didn't anticipate. So, you know, being able to make some adjustments and help from that was really great, but I'm just really proud of our team and our organization and about the flexibility that we've been able to create and the involvement that we've been able to create that really makes these things happen. And, man, I have no offense to you, and we can argue about this later, but I have the best job on the coast. And I'm able I get to be the face of that. But, man, there's so much work and so many people behind the scenes that are making these things happen. Really makes my job easy. And it feels wrong that I'm the one that gets to be the face of it all.
We can argue about that later. But there's a lot of upcoming events as well. The Shuckers always involved in the community. How are the Shuckers getting involved in the community in the coming weeks? And with the Shuckers going on the road to Columbus, how are the Shuckers still staying involved with the team on the road?
Yeah, we're getting ready to go. When the guys get back from Columbus, we're going over to the Armed Forces Retirement Home. We're going to play some bingo. They've purchased a bunch of tickets, and we're bringing a few prizes along. So we're going to go have a good time with them. And we've got some things planned for Memorial Day weekend, which are going to be fun. And we've got a couple of partnerships that we're working on with Fifth Squad and some other groups that some players will be invested in as well. And, of course, last night, you know, with the jersey auction that we had, the players were great, involved with the fans, and just really proud of them. And man, we've got it too easy. It's too fun to be a part of this team.
It's one thing to have a good group of guys. It's another thing to do a lot of winning as well. Yeah. And the Shuckers are doing both of them. David, appreciate the time as always.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you having me.
Go this Shuckers. Has been today's Community Corner and the pregame interview. Shuckers Biscuits, a series finale on a beautiful Sunday, comes your way next on the Shuckers Radio Network.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville in Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious.
Chillville is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
If you're in the mood for nostalgia, here's the perfect place. Ice Cream Palace in Long Beach. Load up and come try their shakes, the best in town. And malts at the Ice Cream Palace are made with carnation malted milk. You can't beat the old-fashioned banana split, so beat it to the Ice Cream Palace. For delicious ice cream. Or if you want something new, try the new Tipsy Ice Cream. Downtown at 206 Jeff Davis Avenue behind Camp House Burgers. Come chill with us at the Ice Cream Palace.
A proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
This summer, the heat strikes back.
That's hot.
This is hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
This is really hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
And only one team can stop it. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air. With a new location in Gulfport off Pass Road. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air is locally owned and family operated, keeping you comfortable in all seasons. Call the pros at Fleur de Lis Heating and Air, 228-273-4785.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Biscuits and the Shuckers getting set for Sunday afternoon baseball. It's the warmest day of the season so far. It'll be 82 degrees and sunny, not a cloud in sight as we begin first pitch in about 8 minutes between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. The Shuckers at 10-10. The Biscuits at 10-9. The Shuckers have won 9 of their last 12, including 4 straight in this series. They're looking for a 5-win series for the first time since June of 2024. And it's time to take a look at today's starting pitching matchup for the Shuckers. It's the lefty Tate Keener, who went in the series opener on Tuesday, and Keener 1-3 with a 3.26 ERA. It was a terrific job in the series opener. He set his season high with 93 pitches, 5 2/3 innings, and also 7 strikeouts against the Biscuits. While for the Biscuits, it's Owen Wilds who makes the start. He made his Double-A debut on Tuesday, went 3 no-hit innings and walked just a batter, as the Shuckers were shut out on Tuesday night. That certainly hasn't been the case since. The Shuckers have scored 31 runs in their last 4 games and enter today back at 500 after starting the season 1-7. And their one win coming, that was about 2 Sundays ago, that started this streak of 9 wins in 12 games as the Shuckers and the Biscuits get set to battle on a Sunday afternoon. The umpires are meeting at home plate, and it's time to take a look at the starting lineups for both sides. First for the Montgomery Biscuits. In the leadoff spot, it is the second baseman, Braden Taylor. Matthew Etzel bats second. In the 3 spot, it is Colton Ledbetter. Xavier Isaac, the designated hitter, bats fourth. In the 5 spot, it's Will Simpson who plays first. Tatum Levins is behind him and is the catcher. Bottom 3 in the order, the right fielder, Willie Vasquez, the shortstop, Hunter Stovall, and the third baseman, Cameron James. For the Shuckers, their lineup, you're signed by second-year Shuckers manager Joe Arolt. Garrett Spain is in the leadoff spot, and he plays right. Luis Lorda bats second and plays center. He's made a couple of terrific plays in the outfield the last few days. Brock Wilkin bats third and plays third. He's had a terrific series, 5-16. Xavier Warren is behind him in the cleanup spot. He leads the team with a .274 average, and Warren back-to-back starts at second behind Warren. In the 5 spot is the first baseman, Luke Adams. Derry Miller behind him in the 6 spot. Miller is today's designated hitter. In the 7 spot, it's the catcher, Ramon Rodriguez, who's had quite a nice start to the season. He's sitting .314. Shortstop Ethan Murray bats 8th, and in the 9 spot, it is Vladimir Restituyo. We do have an update on Cooper Pratt, who exited the game yesterday after getting hit on the hand by a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Adam McAlvey, the Brewers beat reporter for MLB.com, reported this morning that x-rays were negative. The pitch, we're trying to figure out what hand it hit. It got a little bit of both. The one that really took a brunt of the force in the 94-mile-an-hour heater was the right middle finger. X-rays were negative. So there's a contusion, but no fracture. And no fracture is the important part, just a contusion and a bruise as Pratt takes today off. He'll get tomorrow off. Likely means that if all things go well, he'll be back in the lineup on Tuesday when the Shuckers open up a 6-game set in Columbus against the Columbus Clingstones. It's the Shuckers and the Biscuits. Gets underway in just a couple of moments here on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. The Shuckers at 10-10 and the Biscuits at 10-9. We'll take a break, come back with first pitch. This has been the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show on the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
Back-to-back starts with 10 strikeouts for Mazurowski.
24 starts, 141 strikeouts, 3.10 strikeout performances, and plenty of memory. Celebrate the Brewers' top pitching prospect on Saturday, July 26th, with a Jacob Mazurowski Beach Chickens bobblehead presented by Keyser Federal Credit Union for the first 1,000 fans. Tickets start at just $9. Get yours today and get here early at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Other teams have season ticket holders, but here in Biloxi, we have members of Shuck Nation. Pick your way to be at the ballpark for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2025 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $29 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, early access to games, unique experiences, memories, and more. Join Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Kick off the weekend with a night of fun with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal. Fans can cash in on almost 60% savings. It includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $17 in advance. Make sure to splash in on the fun by reserving your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the Shuckers 10th anniversary season with T-Shirt Tuesday presented by Altys. Celebrate Shuckers history with a giveaway name and number jersey for top players in franchise history. Celebrate Woodruff, Churio, Mizorowski, and more as one of the first 250 fans at every Tuesday home game. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Oh, what a play!
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCN.
It's gone! It's a walk-off homer, and it's a 5-3 Shuckers winner. Oh, what a turn! It's a double play! Makes the catch by his ankles, and it's 7 shutout innings for Casey Hunt.
Your home for the AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers.
Kale on one swing of the bat, ties us in one. He touches home with a 7 RBI night.
Where you can hear the stars of tomorrow.
We are tied in the 8th inning on the second homer of the night from Jackson Churio.
Jackson Churio just hit one with the bases loaded.
Today.
Jackson Churio, first double-A home run.
As the Shuckers chase their first Southern League title.
And for the first time since 2019, the Shuckers are into the Southern League playoffs.
Let's get you out to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
We welcome you to Sunday afternoon baseball. It's the Biloxi Shuckers, one of the hottest teams in the Southern League. They've won 9 of 12, and after a tough 1-7 start, they enter today 10-10 on the season. Well, the Montgomery Biscuits enter today at 10-9. We got Pearl Jam on the speakers, and that can mean one thing and one thing only. It's a Tate Keener start day on a Sunday. 1-3 with a 3.26 earned run average. Today is his fifth start of the season. He's gone 19 and a third innings, 13 walks, 11 strikeouts, and opponents are hitting 172 against him. Keener, some of the best warm-up music that you'll find for a Shuckers pitcher. One of the few guys that uses grunge out there on the hill, and he's looking at it. Hopefully propels into another nice start. He went 5 2/3 innings in the opener on Tuesday, gave up 2 runs on 2 hits, 3 walks, and 7 strikeouts on 93 pitches as the Shuckers lost 2-0, but a real encouraging start for Keener, who started the year with 2 starts, 9 2/3, checked that 8 2/3 innings, and did not record a strikeout. So Keener's looking to get things rolling and rocking on a Sunday. Braden Taylor leads things off for the Biscuits. In the two spot, it's Matthew Etzel. Colton Ledbetter bats third, and the designated hitter, Xavier Isaac, is in the four spot. It's the Shuckers and the Biscuits. While Keener throws his final warm-up pitch, we'll take 10 seconds for station identification on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
We welcome you to Keesler Federal Park in Biloxi, Mississippi. It's the Shuckers and the Biscuits on a Sunday afternoon. And it's hard to be nicer than this weather right now. 81 degrees, sunny, bright, not a cloud in the sky overhead, and the wind is gently in from right at 5 miles an hour. It's the lefty Tate Keener and the 10-10 Biloxi Shuckers against the 10-9 Montgomery Biscuits. First pitch of the day misses off the outside corner for ball one. And at 1:09 p.m. Central Time on a Sunday, we are officially underway. Taylor, a left-handed bat, is hitting 167 this year. The pitch misses up and away, and it's two balls and no strikes. Taylor's had a rough series, 1-for-15 with three walks. This is a Biscuits offense that's scuffled a good bit throughout this week. The 2-0, swing and a miss on a slider off the outer half. And the count goes to 2-1. The Biscuits entered this series. You look back at the numbers from Tuesday. They were averaging over 5 runs a game. They were first in the league in average and first in homers. The 2-1 misses away, and the count goes to 3-1. Lettering today, they've gone from 5.1 runs per game to just 4.5. Doubles, well, they've dropped from second to fifth in the rankings, and they've been overtaken by the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos in the home run ranks in the league. The 3-1 misses off the inside corner for ball four. And Taylor draws a leadoff walk, and it brings up the lefty, Matthew Etzel.
Left fielder, third floor, Matthew Etzel.
It's the lefty Etzel who digs in against the lefty, Tate Keener. One on, nobody out in the top of the first. The pitch. This is low. Etzel a quarter swing. The third base umpire, Chad Westlake, says he does not go. It's 1-0. Chandler Durham's at first. Spencer Kim is the home plate umpire today. Keener out of the windup from the third base side of the rubber. Delivers. It's a called strike. A check that he's out of the stretch with a runner on. It would make no sense for Keener to be out of the windup. He stands in at 6'1", 195 pounds, 24-year-old native of Marshalltown, Iowa, and Marshalltown High School. The 1-1 to Etzel is a called strike on the outer half, and it's 1-2. Etzel's hitting .211 on the season, two homers, seven driven in, and a .308 OBP. Keener checks first. Now delivers, misses away, and it's two balls and two strikes. Keener throws a little bit of everything, and everything that moves. Sinker, changeup, sweeper, and a slider. We're scoreless in the top of the first inning between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. Keener comes set. Taylor a short lead off first. Check over to first, and Taylor's off to second. Adams has it, throws to second. Murray slaps the tag on Taylor. And the Shuckers catch Taylor stealing. It goes 1-3-6. And that's how the Shuckers record their first out of the afternoon. Two balls, two strikes, one out. It was a good pickoff move by Keener. Taylor was going first move. The Shuckers quickly get it to second and retire Taylor. The pitch misses away, and it's 3-2. Etzel. Again, a .211 hitter this year. He's just 1-for-13 this series with 8 strikeouts. Keener, out of the windup now, delivers. Swing and a miss. Pitch off the outside corner. That was the slider at 87. And now two away for the lefty, Colton Ledbetter. Ledbetter's hitting .258 this season, 2 homers, 7 driven in, and a .333 on-base percentage. Nobody on with two away. The pitch is roped out towards short right. Warren is out, and it drops right between Warren and Spain. And it's a single for Ledbetter. That extends his hit streak to four in a row. And it brings up the lefty Xavier Isaac. It's time to set the starting defense this afternoon for the Shuckers. Luke Adams is at first. Xavier Warren makes his second consecutive start at second. Ethan Murray's at short, and Brock Wilkins at third. Outfield from left to right, Vladimir Restituyo, Luis Lora, and Garrett Spain. Ramon Rodriguez behind the plate, two in the catching today. Keener stares at Ledbetter off first. He's got nine stolen bases this year. And pitch misses up and in for ball one. Isaac hitting 185 this season with a 353 OBP. The 1-0 is a called strike on the outer half. It's a changeup at 83. And the count evens 1-1. Ledbetter's at first were scoreless in the top of the first inning. Lefty Keener delivers. Misses up and in. Sinker at 93, and it's 2-1. This is starting to become a bit of a lengthy first inning for Keener. He has thrown now 15 pitches, just six strikes. Check over to first. And Ledbetter's back in time. The pitch, runner off the second. It misses away. Rodriguez, a quick throw. The tag, not in time. Ledbetter just gets his foot in. And it's his 10th stolen base of the year. The count moves to 3-1. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to ball four. It's a walk of Isaac. And now runners in first and second with two away for the righty, Will Simpson. Rodriguez goes out to the hill to talk to Keener. 17 pitches, just six strikes. Runners in first and second. Ledbetter's at second. Isaac's at first. Keener's walked two in the inning, struck out one. The other out of the inning came on a caught stealing of Braden Taylor on a good pickoff move from Keener. Simpson's in from the right side. Scoreless with two away in the first. The pitch, swing and a miss. And the count's of no balls and a strike. If you're just joining us, a 109 first pitch on a Sunday afternoon, 81 degrees and sunny. It is the warmest day of the year so far. The 0-1 lifted out to right center. Not deep. Spain, the right fielder's under it. And he makes the catch. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two runners left on base. Keener works around a couple of walks and keeps the Biscuits scoreless. We head to the bottom of the first. The Shuckers and the Biscuits are scoreless on the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising WGCN. Hey, Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Alexi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule your next cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop. Official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Experience the newest club in town with the Cloud 7 Yacht Club at Keesler Federal Park. Enjoy a reimagined atmosphere with a renovated area on a suite level, including a relocated bar, unique drinks, great views, and more. For more information and to book your group's outing, call me today at 228-233-3465.
Owen Wild makes the second start of the season as the Shuckers and the Biscuits move to the bottom of the first. The Biscuits were scoreless in the top of the first. They got a couple of base runners on. Two walks and a single, but a caught stealing strikeout and a flyout to right ended things in the top of the first. So it goes to the bottom half, and the Sacramento, California native Owen Wild makes his second start of the year. He started on Tuesday, went three innings, did not give up a hit, walked two, and struck out three. And here comes the lefty, Garrett Spain. The Shuckers today rocking one of their better looks, the blue pinstripe pants, blue pinstripes white base, and the blue alternate jerseys. The pitch is lifted out to right. Vasquez moves back on in a couple of steps. The wind's blowing in. That doesn't help Spain much. And Vasquez makes the catch with plenty of room. One up, one down, and it brings up the switch hitter, Luis Lora. Lara's at the very back of the left-handed box, rocking the high royal blue socks. The pitch, he shows bunt, pulls back, and it misses away. Lara on the year hitting .213 with a .315 OBP. The pitch misses low, and it's 2-0. Lara's got our new walk-up song today. It is by a Colombian artist named Beely. The pitch, swing and a miss, and the count goes to 2-1. Song of the name is called Sobe Love. See if it's got some hits in it. The pitch is a called strike on the outer half, and it's 2-2. Lara is 3-for-19 in the series, but he's had stellar play in the outfield, and he's done a good job as the youngest player on the Shuckers roster. The 2-2 is fouled back, and the count evens 2-2. It's always a very touchy subject with walk-up songs. They change so much for guys. It's rare in minor league baseball and professional baseball that anyone has a walk-up song for more than a month. The pitch is a called strike three in the inside corner. And Laura's down on strikes. There's two away. Brings up the righty, Brock Wilkin. Two out, nobody on. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Wilkin, a right-handed bat against the righty Wild. The pitch misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. Speaking of walk-up songs, Wilkin has some pit bull going in the ballpark. The 1-0 is a called strike, and it's 1-1. But it is a terrific way for the guys to showcase some personality. It's always fun to see who picks what. Tate Keener out in the mound today for the Shuckers, for instance. Got Pearl Jam. The pitch misses away, and it's 2-1. Wilkins got some pit bull, and that song, he makes sure it always plays in his first at-bat because it's a song that his wife and kid really like. The 2-1. He's popped up out to short right. Vasquez is in on it. Simpson, the first baseman, is out. It's between everybody, and it drops foul. It drops foul, and the count now goes to 2-2. We're in the bottom of the first. The Shuckers and the Biscuits are scoreless. And Wilkin walks back to the plate. We apologize there for the slight technical difficulties on the audio side. Should be fixed up. The counts of 2-2. Vasquez, Taylor, and Simpson all converged in foul territory on the right field side, and it dropped between all of them. Wild's 2-2. Misses low and away, and the count goes full. And that is a normal thing for Brock Wilkin. Leads the team with a 427 OBP. He's walked more than anybody else in the Southern League this season. Wilds 3-2. Swing and a miss. He blows it by him. A fastball at 93 down the middle. And that ends the first. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. And we move to the second. The Biscuits and the Shuckers are scoreless on the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM.
Remember when hometown service meant knowing your name? At Ladner Drugs, it still does. With fast drive-through service, customer medication packaging, and expert compounding, we make getting your prescriptions easy. Need delivery? It's free, just like the good old days. Plus, find unique gifts and decor you won't see anywhere else. Two locations, Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Ladner Drugs, hometown care the way it should be.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast
Looking for the perfect place to dine or celebrate with a steak? Come experience Sully's. Not too fancy, just really good. We're all about high-quality ingredients. Fresh, never-frozen hand-cut steaks and chef-inspired weekly specials featuring the freshest fish. And don't leave without trying our house-made cheesecakes. Planning an event? Richburg Hall, our beautiful 10,000-square-foot venue, is ready for weddings, parties, and corporate gatherings. Great food, great drinks, great memories. That's Sully's in Richburg Hall in downtown Gulfport on the corner of 13th and 30th. Find us online at ilovesullys.com.
Levitt is the batter to lead off the top of the second. And as we move to the second, it's the Shuckers and the Biscuits scoreless. The lefty Tate Keener deals, and he misses away for ball one. He had a rough first inning, 19 pitches, just 8 strikes, 11 out of the zone. He walked 2 in the inning, but escaped without giving up a run. The 1-0 misses away, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. Keener deals. Chopped first base side foul. And the count goes to 2 balls and a strike. The 2-1 to Levins is fouled back, and it's 2-2. Levins this year is hitting .214 with a .382 OBP. Levins, a former farmhand of the Seattle Mariners, was drafted out of the University of Pittsburgh. The 2-2 just misses away. Change up at 84, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. We're scoreless in the top of the second. Keener has now thrown 24 pitches, 10 strikes, 14 out of the zone. Keener's 3-2. Misses up and in, and it's ball 4. It's Keener's third walk of the day. He's now thrown 15 out of the zone and just 10 strikes. It brings up the righty Willie Vasquez. The good thing is it's still scoreless. Keener's given up just one hit. Levins is at first. So lefty-righty matchup. Keener the lefty, Vasquez the righty. Keener delivers. Check swing. First base umpire says he goes around. And it's 0-1. The 0-1. Dribbled foul at home plate, and it's 0-2. Vasquez, a .273 hitter this year with a .319 OBP. We're scoreless in the top of the second. Series finale between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. The 0-2. Lifted it out to left center. Lara on the run from center. Dives, and it's by him, and it rolls all the way to the wall. Levin sprints around third. Vasquez sprints around second and has the third. The relay to third is cut off by Murray in short left center. It's a sliding triple for Vasquez. It drives in Levin's, and it's 1-0 Biscuits. Laura missed it by maybe an inch or two. It was close on a dive. It would have been a dazzling play for him in a third in a row. The Shuckers now bring the infield in. It's 1-0 Biscuits with nobody out in the second. The pitch is popped foul behind home plate and out of play. And it's 0-1. The pitch lifted towards short center. Lara in on it. Now back on it. Leaps and he makes the catch. Vasquez tags from third and comes in. That was almost a tough play for Lara, but he leapt at the last moment and snagged it. It's a sack fly. Vasquez scores. Stovall drives in his sixth of the year. And it's 2-0 Biscuits with one away in the second. Brings up the right-handed hitting Cameron James. It's 2-0 Biscuits again, top of the second. The pitch is a called strike on the outer half. The 0-1, swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one away. Keener delivers. It misses up and away, and the count goes to 1-2. James is a 227 hitter this year. The 1-2. He nubs it foul off Rodriguez's right thigh. And he walks it off the right side of home plate. James is the starting third baseman today for the Biscuits. He was originally drafted in the 16th round of the 2022 draft out of Mississippi State. One of three different Mississippi State guys in this series. It's James Ledbetter, and for the Shuckers, he pitched earlier this week, Casey Hunt. The 1-2. James swings and misses. Two away. It was a changeup on the outside corner at 84. And it's back to the top of the order in the lefty, Braden Taylor. Good thing as well with Keener is despite the three walks, he's only thrown 35 pitches, which is much better than where you think it would have been. The pitch to the lefty, Taylor, is dribbled foul back to the screen, and the count goes down 1-1. And after the sack fly to Stovall, the command has sort of started to reel itself in for Keener. He's now thrown 35 pitches, 19 of them for strikes. The pitch to Taylor is a slider away, and it's 1-1. It's a 2-0 Biscuits lead. And as a reminder, fans, you can join the broadcast at 601-514-0776 with our text the booth line. The 1-1. Taylor drives it out to deep right center. Spain is back on it with Lara towards the warning track. Lara takes command, and the center fielder hauls it in for the final out. Again, the text the booth line, 601-514-0776. Two runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. We're through an inning and a half, and it's 2-0 Biscuits on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCN.
All right, man. It's only out now.
Can you believe it's already been 10 years since the Shuckers came to the coast? Join us all year long at Keesler Federal Park to celebrate our 10th anniversary season. From unique giveaways to special 10th anniversary merchandise at the Shucker Shop, we have it all. Tickets start at just $9, so join the celebration today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. You'll also receive an exclusive Shuckers birthday gift, video board recognition, and a schooner appearance. For more information, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465 and make sure to ask about our suite upgrades.
Fun-loving seagulls are back for 2025 as the Biloxi Beach Chickens take center stage on Saturday, June 7th, Saturday, July 12th, and Saturday, July 26th. Watch the Shuckers transform into the Beach Chickens with special caps, uniforms, and merchandise available in the Shucker Shop. Tickets start at just $9. Swoop in and grab your tickets and merchandise today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Step Xavier Warren is a switch hitter. He'll be back from the left side against the ready Owen Wild. Bottom of the second, 2-0 Biscuits. Pitch to Warren. Misses away. It goes to one ball and no strikes. Wild had an efficient first inning. Three up, three down, two strikeouts, and didn't need many pitches. The pitch home to Warren is fouled off first base side, and it's 1-1. He needed just 13 pitches to get through the first. Wild's a guy who works quick. After the foul ball, Warren needs to just call time to get a moment and collect himself. Wild was standing and still is. Glove to his face. Now he rocks and delivers. Warren tags it towards left center. Ledbetter's after it. He's under it, and he makes the catch. There's one away. One out, nobody on, and it brings up the righty Luke Adams. The pitch, Adams misses. No, it's a called strike on the inner half at 93, and it's no balls and a strike. Adams is hitting 159 this year, but he's had a terrific series. 4-for-15. The 0-1 is tagged out towards left. Edsel tracks back on it at the warning track. Now takes a step in onto the grass, and he makes the catch. Two away, and it brings up the lefty, Darian Miller. It brings up the lefty, Darian Miller. 2-0 Biscuits in the bottom of the second. The Shuckers have gone 5-up, 5-down today against Wild. Now the pitch. Miller takes a strike on the outer half, and it's 0-1. Miller is hitting 102 this year, but he had a multi-hit game on Friday and a hit last night. The pitch misses low and in. The count evens 1-1. And those three hits have combined to bring in six runs. Home run in 10 ribbies on the year with a 274 OBP. Wild delivers. Miller takes off the outside corner, and it's 2-1. Wild was drafted out of Gonzaga by the Rays back in 2023. The pitch is popped up. Left side of the infield, Stovall and James try and find it on the left side. Stovall, the shortstop, does, and he makes the catch. And then into the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the third. 2-0 Biscuits on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCM.
Living these days can be pretty expensive. You've got your car, your house, kids. But that's why you might be interested in a way you could save hundreds of dollars a year on your insurance. And that way is one simple call to the Heflin Insurance Agency. Whether you want to save on your auto, home, commercial, flood, or life, the team at the Heflin Agency is ready to help you. Call 896-2222 to get a fast, free, no obligation quote. It's time to get your insurance rates back where they belong with the Heflin Insurance Agency.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious.
Chillville is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
If you're in the mood for nostalgia, here's the perfect place. Ice Cream Palace in Long Beach. Load up and come try their shakes. The best in town. And malts at the Ice Cream Palace are made with Carnation malted milk. You can't beat the old-fashioned banana split. So beat it to the Ice Cream Palace. For delicious ice cream. Or if you want something new, try the new Tipsy Ice Cream. Downtown at 206 Jeff Davis Avenue behind Camp House Burgers. Come chill with us at the Ice Cream Palace.
A proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
We move to the top of the third inning and Team Keener's back to work. Biscuits 2, Shuckers nothing on a gorgeous Sunday afternoon in Biloxi. Bright blue skies overhead, some puffy white clouds off in the distance, and 81 degrees on a Sunday on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. The lefty Keener against the lefty Matthew Etzel. First pitch is fisted, third base side foul, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. The third inning is brought to you by Gulf South Law Firm. If you or a loved one have been injured, get serious and get Gulf South. When you work with Gulf South Law Firm, they'll walk with you every step of the way. The 0-1. Etzel fouls it back, and it's 0-2. Contact them today at gulfsouthlaw.com or 228-231-3989. Gulf South Law Firm, an official partner of the Biloxi Shuckers. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. And that's strike three on the inside corner. Brings up the lefty, Colton Ledbetter. The pitch is a called strike on the inner half, and it's 0-1. The 0-1 delivery. Is a called strike on the outer half, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Colton Ledbetter today is 0-for-1. Keener comes set. Now the 0-2 is lifted towards short center. Murray's out, Laura's in, and it drops between them for a base hit. Ledbetter, two broken bat singles today, one to right, one to center. And now there's a man on with one away for the left-handed hitting Xavier Isaac. Isaac drew a walk back in the first inning. Check over to first. And Ledbetter's back in time. He swiped his 10th stolen base of the year back in the first inning. It's a 2-0 Biscuits lead in the top of the third. The pitch misses up and in. And the count goes to a ball and no strikes. Keener's pitch count past 40 pitches. He just threw his 45th of the afternoon. One on, one out in the top of the third inning. It's a 2-0 Biscuits lead. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 2-0. The pitch is chopped right side of the infield. Two hops to Warren. He snags it shoulder height, throws to first. It's in time. Ledbetter moves to second, and Isaac is retired for the second out. Two outs and a runner in scoring position, and the righty Will Simpson comes up. Simpson, a right-handed bat, is 0-for-1 today with a fly out to right. The pitch to Keener. From Keener is a called strike. No throw to third. Ledbetter was off. And he swipes third. Now a runner on third with two away. It's a 2-0 Biscuits lead in the third. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider low. And it's 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two away. Keener delivers. Simpson takes just inside. And the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two away. Again, the Shuckers trail 2-0. Keener's 1-2. Simpson rolls it left side of the infield. Murray at short moves to his left, snags it, fires in one motion to first. It's in plenty of time, beats Simpson, and that's the third out. In the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. We're through 2.5, and the Shuckers trail 2-0. We're back after this in the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bring community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers Baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night, all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@BiloxiShuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to neck a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekoSausage.com.
That's how I get my grill on.
To the bottom of the third inning, and the right-handed throwing Owen Wild is back to work. The bottom three in the Shuckers order do up. And a righty-righty matchup to begin things off with the righty Ramon Rodriguez, today's catcher. 314 hitter to begin this season through 20 games. First pitch he sees on a Sunday. Just misses inside for ball one. Wild has needed just 22 pitches to get through the first two innings. 13 in the first, 9 in the second. The 1-0. Is shot right field side foul off the netting next to the Shuckers bullpen. Only counts it a ball and a strike. Rodriguez is 4-for-13 this series. The 1-1 is rope third base side on a hop snared by James towards the line. He's back to his feet, fires to first. It's in time and some tough luck for Rodriguez. Off the bat at 1-0-1. And it brings up the righty, Ethan Murray. Murray is a 250 hitter on the season with a 298 OBP. It's 2-0 Biscuits in the bottom of the third inning. The pitch, swing and a miss for strike one. We'll be joined in the top of the fourth inning and the bottom of the fourth inning by Tanner Mickle, our first junior broadcaster of the season. Young man who attends St. Patrick's High School down here on the coast. The 0-1, swing and a miss, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. We'll have a couple of days throughout the year where some young, aspiring broadcasters will join us up in the booth. Wild out of the windup, waits a long moment. Now the 0-2 to Murray. He's fouled straight back, and we'll do it again. You're tuning in. You're interested in wanting to be a Shuckers junior broadcaster. Go to BiloxiShuckers.com. Send over an email, jblake@BiloxiShuckers.com, with your information. You'll be considered. The 0-2, it's a slider that's a called strike three on the outer half. Murray's down looking. And now two away for the righty, Vladimir Restituyo. It's the righty, Vladimir Restituyo. Two outs, nobody on. We're in the bottom of the third inning. It's a 2-0 Biscuits lead over the Shuckers. The righty Wild delivers. Restituyo takes strike one at the knees, and it's no balls and a strike. Wild so far to begin this season. Quite the start. He's now gone 6 2/3 innings. The pitch is lifted out towards short left. In comes Esselin. It's down for a base hit. Well, the other half of that sentence was going to be that Wilds has gone 6 2/3 innings this year without allowing a hit. Well, he's now gone 6 2/3 innings this year while allowing a single hit. It's back to the top of the order, and the lefty, Garrett Spain. Wild has thrown just 31 pitches. Spain's 0-for-1 today. Flew out to right. First pitch he saw back in the first inning. The pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball up and in, and it's 0-1. Wild's a guy who doesn't throw the fastball very hard. Sits 92-93, but it's an explosive fastball. A lot of pop to it up in the zone, and a lot of carry as well. Check over to first. Restituyo stumbles, and he's out. Simpson tags him, and that ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the fourth inning, where we'll be joined by Tanner Mickle, our first junior broadcaster of the year. That comes your way next on the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM.
This summer, the heat strikes back.
That's hot. This is hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
This is really hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
And only one team can stop it. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air. With a new location in Gulfport off Pass Road, Fleur de Lis Heating and Air is locally owned and family operated, keeping you comfortable in all seasons. Call the pros at Fleur de Lis Heating and Air, 228-273-4785.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Remember when hometown service meant knowing your name? At Ladner Drugs, it still does. With fast drive-through service, customer medication packaging, and expert compounding, we make getting your prescriptions easy. Need delivery? It's free, just like the good old days. Plus, find unique gifts and decor you won't see anywhere else. Two locations, Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Ladner Drugs, hometown care the way it should be.
G'day, it's Josh Spence, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
We head to the top of the fourth inning back at Keesler Federal Park on a gorgeous Sunday afternoon. The Shuckers trail 2-0, and the lefty Tate Keener is back to work on the hill. He faces the lefty Tatum Levent, who digs in at the very back of the box. And now the first pitch of the inning is lifted out to short right, and it's down for a base hit. Levens reaches base for the second time today, and that puts the leadoff man on, the ready Willie Vasquez. Well, we're joined in the booth for the first time this year by one of our junior broadcasters. It is Tanner Mickle, a student at St. Patrick's High School down here on the coast. Tanner, welcome to the booth. Congratulations on being our first junior broadcaster of the season.
Thank you, Javik. I want to be a broadcaster my whole life. I will have to thank him for this opportunity, and I'm very excited to do the fourth inning.
Well, hey, we're excited to have you. The bottom of the fourth is yours, and if yesterday's any indication, you might call a couple of homers. 1-0 the count to the righty Willie Vasquez. The pitch misses inside, and the count goes to 2-0. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. You go to St. Patrick's. What year are you? You play any sports?
I play baseball and basketball. I'm in seventh grade, and yeah.
Very, very cool. 2-0 the count to Willie Vasquez. The lefty Keener delivers, and it's tipped into Rodriguez's mitt. The count goes to 2-1. What position do you play in baseball?
I play shortstop mainly, and I sometimes pitch.
Very, very cool. A little bit like a couple of these Shuckers back in the day. Cooper Pratt's one of them, the Shuckers' primary shortstop. He used to be a two-way guy back in high school up in northern Mississippi. The 2-1 from Keener misses up in the way. The count goes to 3-1. Well, what got you interested in broadcasting?
When I was a little kid, I had these miniature NASCARs that I used to get on the carpet and race them all. And I was broadcasting all of them and do like my miniature races.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. The 3-1 pitch to Vasquez misses low and it's ball four. The first two have reached here in the fourth and it brings up the righty Hunter Stovall. Meanwhile, in the Shuckers bullpen, it is Caleb Bowman who gets started. Well, what got you interested in the baseball side of it? It's a little different baseball than stock cars.
Yeah. Well, my dad wanted me to play baseball ever since I was a little kid, and I've been getting real into it. I've been watching some minor league games and some major league games.
Hunter Stovall digs in from the right side. 2-1, nobody out. Keener delivers, bunt shown, and it's bunted in the air third base side, but it's foul. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Who's your favorite big league team?
My favorite big league team is the Chicago Cubs.
Really? Oh, there's a lot of Brewers fans watching this right now. Yeah. That might have just turned off the channel. As a Cubs fan, are you a Shuckers fan at least?
Yes.
All right, there we go. There we go. 0-1 the count to Hunter Stovall, a right-handed bat. Keener's 0-1 is popped foul up in our direction, and it's out of play. The count goes to no balls and two strikes. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor, whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage. Call Glass Doctor 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Keener throws one baseball away and gets another. Is this the first Shuckers game you've ever been to? Or
no, I've been
to a couple.
A lot of times. And when I found out about this opportunity, I didn't hesitate to take it.
We love having you here up here in the booth. The 0-2 to Stovall is nubbed foul into the dugout, first base side, and the count stays at 1-2. Have you been enjoying the team so far this year, then? It's been a fun team to watch. They've won 9 of 12 at 500 entering today.
Yeah, they have been very good so far. I went to a game a couple weeks ago, and they played great.
The 0-2 to Stovall. Swing and a miss. Gets him to fan on a changeup off the outer half at 84. It's Keener's fourth strikeout of the day. It's the first out of the frame, and it brings up Cameron James. And out of the dugout comes Shuckers manager Joe Arolt. And the Shuckers are set to make a Broussard's Barbershop call to the bullpen. Tate Keener is out. Caleb Bowman enters. We'll be back with more in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising WGCN.
Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more? Splash in on savings today. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group outing, call me today at 228-233-3465.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Celebrate America's birthday the best way possible with the Shuckers. Mark your calendar for Friday, July 4th at 6:35 for the Shuckers Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza at Keesler Federal Park. Fireworks, baseball, hot dogs, America. Tickets are going fast. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get yours today.
Broussard's Barbershop call to the bullpen as Tate Keener is done after 3 1/3 innings, gives up 4 hits. So far, he's given up 2 runs, both of them earned on 4 walks and 4 strikeouts. But 61 pitches. Now it's the righty Caleb Bowman who's on the hill against the righty Cameron James with one away. The pitch misses up and it's ball one. We're joined in the booth by our first junior broadcaster of the season. It's Tanner Mickle, a 7th grade student at St. Patrick's High School down here on the coast. Bowman delivers. It's fisted, their first base side foul, and the count evens 1-1. Well, Tanner, we were talking at the break. Your favorite player is Brock Wilkin. He's had himself quite the week. Couple of homers, big time homer a couple days ago over the wall and left. You got to be excited to see that.
Yes, every single time I've seen him, he's had a lot of action.
Well, it's a good thing you're here today. The 1-1 from Bowman is popped up right side of the infield. Everybody converges, infield fly called, and Adams, the first baseman, makes the catch in the infield grass. And now two away. What makes Brock your favorite player? Is it the way he plays, the way he swings the bat, him as a human? What makes you like Brock?
Well, like I said earlier, he brings a lot of action. He's fun to watch, and he doesn't really let us down that much.
That is very, very true. Wilken enters today. We're talking about this back in the first inning when he came up. He leads the league in OBP and leads the league in walks as well. The pitch from Bowman is roped first base side right to Adams. A hot shot at 104 right to his chest. He corrals it in his chest, and that ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, two runners left on base. It's 2-0 Biscuits through 3.5, and Tanner Mickle gets the play-by-play in the bottom of the fourth when we return on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCM.
With over 100 years of history on the coast, the Shuckers will transform into the Biloxi King Cakes on Saturday, April 12th, Saturday, May 24th, and Saturday, June 21st. Complete with specialty food items, unique hats, and jerseys fit for the King of Carnival. It's nonstop Mardi Gras fun. Tickets start at just $9. Grab your tickets, merchandise, and join the crew today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake. Make sure to tune in to every Shuckers game on Cruisin' WGCM, 1240 AM, 100.9 FM, or visit shuckers.info/listen-live. Don't miss a moment of our 10th anniversary season and chime in on our Text the Booth line, 601-514-0776. Join us at shuckers.info/listen-live. We'll see you there.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Top of the order up for the Shuckers. Lefty Garrett Fanning against the righty Owen Wild. The Shuckers trail 2-0 into the bottom of the fourth. And it's Tanner Mickle who's got the play-by-play. Tanner, it's all yours.
Wild with the windup and the pitch. Spain loads. He takes the first pitch and it's ball one. Spain has been very impressed here. He has a 2.56 average and has 7 RBIs and 3 homers. The pitch is there. Pops it up. It's going to go into the infield. And Taylor with the catch. And one out. Luis Lara is now up to bat. He has a 210 average, has 1 homer and 2 RBIs. And the pitch, Lara fouls it off a little bit to the left and goes straight back to the pitcher. Lara gets back in the box. Wild is on the mound, winding up. The pitch. Lara fouls it off again and goes right a little bit toward third base dugout. Lara with in the box again. Wild winding up. The pitch takes that one. It is ball one. Lara in the box. Wilken up next, and he's been very surprising lately. Might get us a run in or two. And the pitch. Lara fouls it off for a third time, and that is going right out of the stadium. Lara is standing in the box. Wild with the windup. In the dirt. Ball two. Wild Kyle getting back in his stance. Lara in the box. Everything's ready. The pitch. There he goes. Swings it. It goes into left field. Lines right to the left of Edsel.
Third base, number 25, Brock Wilkin.
And there goes Wilkin, who's going to be up to bat. He has been very surprising lately, and he might put some action up here. Wilkin gets in the box. Wild looking ready. There's the pitch. He takes the first pitch, ball one, inside. Wilkin steps out of the box and gets back in. Wild with the wind up. There he goes. Inside again, ball two. 2-0, which is a good pitch to swing at, which Wilkin is probably thinking about right now. There's the pitch. Wilkin loads, chops it right back. Foul ball, 2-1. It's a 2-1 count, two outs. The Biscuits are up 2-0. Wilkins in the box. Wild with the pitch. Strike two, right down the middle. Wilkin in the box. Wild steps off the mound. Wilkin out of the box as well. Wilkin now in the box, Wild on the mound. Everything's great to go. Wild in a stance. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. That's three down. Biscuits up 2-0, and that's the bottom of the fourth.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
Looking for the perfect place to dine or celebrate with a steak? Come experience Sully's. Not too fancy, just really good. We're all about high-quality ingredients. Fresh, never-frozen hand-cut steaks and chef-inspired weekly specials featuring the freshest fish. And don't leave without trying our house-made cheesecakes. Planning an event? Richburg Hall, our beautiful 10,000-square-foot venue, is ready for weddings, parties, and corporate gatherings. Great food, great drinks, great memories. That's Sully's in Richburg Hall in downtown Gulfport on the corner of 13th and 30th. Find us online at ilovesullys.com.
Living these days can be pretty expensive. You've got your car, your house,
mortgage,
kids, but that's why you might be interested in a way you could save hundreds of dollars a year on your insurance. And that way is one simple call to the Heflin Insurance Agency. Whether you want to save on your auto, home, commercial, flood, or life, the team at the Heflin Agency is ready to help you. Call 896-2222 to get a fast, free, no obligation quote. It's time to get your insurance rates back where they belong with the Heflin Insurance Agency.
We head to the top of the fifth inning. It's 2-0 Biscuits, and Tanner's done such a great job. He's back on the microphone for the play-by-play in the top of the fifth. Tanner, it's back to you.
Matthew Edsel is leading off this inning. He has a 2.03 average, 2 home runs, and 7 RBIs. And the pitch, ball one. The wind up, the pitch, it's inside, ball two. Bowman goes, and it is outside, ball one. Edsel gets back in the box, Bowman with the wind up. Bowman throws. Inside, and it is ball four, and Edsel will go to first base. Next up will be Colton Ledbetter, and fun fact, he has been to Mississippi State and is now with the Biscuits. Colton Ledbetter has a .281 average, 2 home runs, and 7 RBIs. Bowman with a windup. The pitch takes that, and it is strike one. Bowman with the windup again. Goes to first. Tries to pick him off, but it will be safe. Bowman back in his stance. Comes set. The pitch. Takes that. High and outside. Ball one. Etzel gets a little bit of a lead on first. Bowman gives him a look. Winds up, then the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Etzel decides to stay on first base. Bowman gives him a look again. And tries to pick him off again, but he will be safe. It is a 1-2 count, 0 outs at the top of the fifth. With the Biscuits up 2-0. Bowman with the pitch. Etzel's going, and it's a high foul ball going into left, and it will be in the stands. Bowman getting in the windup. Etzel having a lead. Ledbetter getting back in the box. Bowman gives Etzel a look. The pitch. Etzel's going. Outside. There he goes. And he is safe. 2-2. Top of the fifth. 0 outs. Etzel on second now. He will get a lead. Bowman in his windup. And there will be a timeout. Etzel with the lead. Bowman comes set. The pitch. Inside. Ball three. Full count now. Etzel gets a lead from second. Bowman winds up. Looks back. The pitch. He takes it, and it's in the dirt. It will be the second walk for Bowman this inning. And it will be ball four. Xavier Isaac is the designated hitter for the Montgomery Biscuits. And it's runners first and second now with a .179 average, 1 home run, and 2 RBIs. Bowman winding up. Comes set. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. They both stay on their bases. Bowman in the windup. Comes set. Runners with their leads. Looks back. The pitch. Fouls it off. And will go out of the stadium. It will be 0-2 now for Isaac. Isaac standing in the box. There's the pitch by Bowman. Swings. It will be early toward the first base dugout. And it will be a foul ball. Bowman with the windup. Looks back at the runners. They are leading. The pitch fouls it off again. It will go straight back. And the wind up. The pitch. It will be in the dirt. Ball one. Bowman with the wind up. Comes set. And the pitch. And there he goes. And Isaac is going for two. Goes to the foul pole on the right. And Montgomery Biscuits are going to get two runs. A triple for Isaac. Very good hit by Xavier Isaac. Bowman will go back to the mound.
Well, he almost got to call a great play for the Shuckers there. Luke Adams made a terrific dive. Just missed it. Now a Shuckers pitching coach, Josh Spence, out of the dugout.
He is going to talk to Bowman now. Give him a few words.
Well, in this situation, you're probably telling him to calm down a little bit. Maybe just take a little bit of a breath. Like you said about Isaac, that was a terrific hit right down the right field line.
And the players are going to go back to their positions now. And Bowman will stay on the mound. Rodriguez will go back to the catcher. And we're playing ball once again. It is now 4-0 for the Biscuits at the bottom of the fifth. Sorry, top of the fifth. And there's ball one, inside corner. And there's the pitch by Bowman. And that will go deep in the left. And that is a home run. Or never mind, a foul ball. Or is a home run? Will Simpson with a big home run. And that will be 6-0. Montgomery Biscuits. Very good hit there. Pulled it into left field. Just missed the foul pole, just a little bit to the right.
Well, that brings Shuckers manager Joe Arold out of the dugout. Stephen Cruz has been warming for the last couple of moments. The Shuckers will make a Bruce Hart's Barbershop call to the bullpen. We've gotten it all. Triple, home run. Now a pitching change. We'll take a break. Be back in a moment on the Shuckers Radio Network, cruising WGCM.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Create your own ticket package with the mini plan and choose any combination of 5 games or 10 games that fits your schedule best. The options are endless. Plans begin at $75 for a 5-game plan and $140 for a 10-game plan. All mini plans include dugout box seats at Keesler Federal Park. Questions or want to purchase more than 2 plans? Contact the sales team at sales@BiloxiShuckers.com or by phone at 228-233-3465.
The Shuckers go to the bullpen. It's a Bruce Hart Barbershop call to the bullpen. Steven Cruz now enters. It's 6-0 Biscuits in the fifth. And the lefty Tatum Levins now digs in. The pitch is a called strike at the knees, and it's 0-1. Well, what a job by Tanner Mickle on air, our first junior broadcaster of the season. The 0-1 is a curveball, and Levins swings and misses, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. It's hard to believe that today, he said, was the first time he had ever called a live baseball game. Does it at the double-A level, and he certainly doesn't sound like somebody who's in seventh grade. He's got the fundamentals down, resets and everything. Cruz delivers, and Levins takes up and away. The count goes to 1-2. By the way, Cruz is in for Caleb Bowman. Bowman's final line, he goes just two-thirds of an inning and gives up four runs on two hits. Two walks and no strikeouts. The pitch is a curveball, and it's low and away. The count evens 2-2. Cruz, 23 years old. It's his sixth appearance of the year, a 2.08 ERA in 8 2/3 innings. No walks and 9 strikeouts. The pitch misses low and in, and it's 3-2. The pitch is a curveball, and it's popped up left side of the infield. The shortstop, Murray, is under it, and he makes the catch right between second and third. And out two away for the righty, Hunter Stovall.
Right field, number 13, Willie Vasquez.
Willie Vasquez digs in, and the pitch misses low and away, and it's 1-0. The pitch is a called strike. The count goes to 1-2. The pitch misses low and away, and the count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. There's one out in the inning, and it's the righty Willie Vasquez, who is up very back of the box. Cruz delivers the 2-1 and misses low and away, and the count goes to 3 balls and 1 strike. The Shuckers pitching staff today were in the top of the fifth inning, and they've walked 6. The 3-1 is a called strike 2 in the inner half, and the count goes full. Three balls, two strikes, one away. The 3-2 is a called strike 3 on the inside corner. Fastball at 92, and now 2 out, nobody on for the righty, Hunter Stovall. The pitch to Stovall is a curveball and a called strike 1. It's a 6-0 Biscuits lead in the top of the fifth inning. 6 runs on 6 hits today for Montgomery. The 0-1. Sweeper misses away, and the count evens 1-1. The pitch is a called strike 2. And the count goes to 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ready, Cruz, out of the windup, first base side of the rubber, delivers, swing and a miss. Fastball up and away at 94, and it's back-to-back strikeouts to finish off the fifth from Cruz, but not before the Biscuits strike for 4. 4 runs on 2 hits, 2 extra base hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We're halfway through in Biloxi on a Sunday. 6-0 Biscuits on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCN.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Featuring amazing views of the ballpark, downtown Biloxi, and the Gulf of Mexico, both the first base party deck and the Renova rooftop on the suite level provide exclusivity during the game for you and your group. The decks feature all-you-can-eat food and beverage services for 2 hours and group recognition on the video board during the game and shade covering. For more information and to book your next outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Listen closely. Hear those bubbles? That mouth-watering waterfall? Delicious. Ice cold. And zero sugar. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
Listen to every game all season long on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Cruise at WGCM and shuckers.info/listen-live.
It's a Broussard's Barbershop call to the bullpen for the Biscuits. Owen Wild finishes his week with 7 innings of shutout baseball and allows just one hit, goes 4 shutout innings with one hit allowed on a Sunday. The pitch from righty Johnson misses up and in. The switch hitter Xavier Warren, who bats from the left side. What an impressive week from Owen Wild. He doesn't throw overly hard, but nobody can hit him. 4 shutout innings, no walks, 4 strikeouts, and throws just 45 pitches. The pitch is a called strike on the inner half. And the count evens 1-1. The 1-1. Warren takes up and away, and the count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. Johnson makes his 3rd relief appearance of the year, his 6th appearance total. The pitch misses up and away, and the count goes to 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson as a reliever has been tremendous. He's allowed just a run in 7 innings, 4 walks, 9 strikeouts. On the season, he has a 5 ERA. The pitch misses away, and it's 4. 5 walks, now 6, 12 strikeouts, and opponents hitting just 200 against him. It's the first time today the leadoff man has reached for the Shuckers. And now Warren at first for the right-handed hitting Luke Adams. The pitch. Adams takes the strike on the inner half, and it's 0-1. The 0-1, check swing and a slider away. First base umpire says he does not go, and the count evens 1-1. Adams pointed to the first base umpire to check as well, because he thought he didn't go, and he wanted to make sure that the first base umpire was the one to say he didn't go. That's tremendous. The 1-1 to the righty Adams is a called strike 2 at the knees, and the count goes to 1-2. Adams is 0-for-1 today. Flex a left back in the second. Johnson stares in. Now the 1-2. Check swing and a slider away. He does not go. The count evens 2-2. The Shuckers trail 6-0, trying to claw their way back into this in the bottom of the fifth. The pitch. Lifted it out to short right. Vasquez in on it. Now takes 2 steps back and makes the catch. Adams is retired. 1 out, 1 on, and it brings up the lefty, Terrian Miller.
Now back to the Shuckers. Terrian Miller.
Miller popped out to short back in the second. He's 0 for 1 today. The Shuckers trail 6 to nothing. One out in the bottom of the fifth. Johnson delivers. And it's a called strike one in the inside corner. The Shuckers have been limited to just a single hit today. That was a single from Vladimir Restituyo back in the third inning. The 0-1 is a called strike on the outer half, and it's 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one away. Reddy Johnson comes set. Miller chokes up on the bat. Now the 0-2. This is up and away. The count goes to a ball and two strikes. Check over to first. And Warren's retired. Warren was caught leaning, and now two away. And it counts at 1-2 to Miller. The 1-2 misses up and away, and the count evens 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson's 2-2. Called strike three in the outer half. A cutter at 87, and that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the sixth. 6-0 Biscuits on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCN.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious.
Chillville is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
If you're in the mood for nostalgia, here's the perfect place. Ice Cream Palace in Long Beach. Load up and come try their shakes, the best in town. And malts at the Ice Cream Palace are made with Carnation malted milk. You can't beat the old-fashioned banana split, so beat it to the Ice Cream Palace. For delicious ice cream. Or if you want something new, try the new Tipsy Ice Cream. Downtown at 206 Jeff Davis Avenue behind Camp House Burgers. Come chill with us at the Ice Cream Palace.
A proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
This summer, the heat strikes back.
That's hot.
This is hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
This is really hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
And only one team can stop it. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air. With a new location in Gulfport off Pass Road, Fleur de Lis Heating and Air is locally owned and family operated, keeping you comfortable in all seasons. Call the pros at Fleur de Lis Heating and Air, 228-273-4785.
We head to the top of the sixth inning. The Shuckers trail 6-0 in a sunny Sunday afternoon in a series finale against the Montgomery Biscuits. The righty, Steven Cruz, is back to work. He retired the side in order after coming in after a four spot was put up by the Biscuits in the fifth. The pitch to Cameron James is looped towards left center. Lara is back on it. He's under it, and he makes the catch. Well, it's Princess Day at the park today. A lot of tiaras out. A couple of princesses have been in attendance. It got me thinking, how many Disney princesses I know. It's a bad number. It's not great. Matthew Etzel's up. Check that. The lefty Braden Taylor digs in. The pitch is a called strike on the outer half. There are officially 13 current official princesses. There are two former official princesses. The pitch misses low, and the count evens 1-1. Tinkerbell is one of the former official princesses. I didn't know they gave Tinkerbell the Pluto treatment. I also didn't know there were such things as official princesses. But here we are. Hers is 1-1. It is a curveball, and it's rolled first base side foul, and the count goes to 1-2. So I'm looking at the list right now. Some of them are newer. Raya is the newest one from Raya and the Last Dragon in 2021. But they don't come around too often, the official princess title. Only five of them have come this century. I don't think I've seen any of the movies either. The Princess and the Frog, Tangles 1, Brave Moana. The pitch is popped up. Out towards short right center. Warren's under it. Back to the infield, and he makes the catch. Two out, nobody on, and the lefty Matthew Etzel digs in. It is a 6-0 Biscuits lead over the Shuckers. The oldest official princess is Snow White. She came around in 1937. Cinderella in 1950. Aurora from Sleeping Beauty in 1959. Ariel and the Little Mermaid. They just made that into a live-action movie back in 1989. The pitch is roped out to right. In comes Spain, and it one hops up. Etzel reaches for the second time today. It's his second hit of the series, and it brings up lefty Colton Ledbetter. It doesn't officially count as a princess, but I think the best princess movie has to be The Princess Bride. Is it a Disney princess movie? No. But the 1987 fantasy adventure film is a cinematic masterpiece. The righty Cruz delivers. And misses inside for ball one. If you had to ask me what my favorite princess movie is, I would say Princess Buttercup from The Princess Bride is probably number one. The 1-0 delivery, runner off to second. It's roped out to right. In comes Spain. He's under it, and he makes the catch. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. We'll continue this mythical adventure in the bottom half of the inning. It's 6-0 Biscuits on a Princess Day at the ballpark. We're back after this on the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising WGCM.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
Back-to-back starts with 10 strikeouts for Mazurowski.
24 starts, 141 strikeouts, 310 strikeout performances, and plenty of memory. Celebrate the Brewers' top pitching prospect on Saturday, July 26th, with a Jacob Mazurowski Beach Chickens bobblehead presented by Keyser Federal Credit Union for the first 1,000 fans. Tickets start at just $9. Get yours today and get here early at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Other teams have season ticket holders, but here in Biloxi, we have members of Shuck Nation. Pick your way to be at the ballpark for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2025 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $29 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, early access to games, unique experiences, memories, and more. Join Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
We head to the bottom of the sixth inning on Princess Day, Sunday afternoon at the ballpark. The Shuckers trail 6-0, and the righty Ty Johnson faces the right-handed hitting Ramon Rodriguez. Johnson delivers. Rodriguez fouls it back, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. In the top of the inning, the discussion was all about the best princess movies. If you got a choice, what your favorite princess movie is, join us on the text of the booth line, 601-514-0776. The 0-1 to the righty Rodriguez misses away, and it's 1-1. 601-514-0776 with your favorite princess movie. The Princess Bride definitely counts. The 1-1. Rodriguez rolls it right side. One hop to Taylor at second. He grabs it, fires to first. And Rodriguez is retired for the first down. You have a lot to choose from. There's the Disney princess movies. There are the other princess movies out there, which include The Princess Bride. The best princess movie, in my oh-so-humble opinion. The Shuckers trail 6-0 on a Sunday afternoon. The pitch to the right of Ethan Murray is roped out to deep left. Etzel's back, and it is way gone. Murray drives it off the cliffs of insanity, and it's a 6-1 Biscuits lead now in the sixth inning. Murray rounds third and comes home. Off the bat at 103, it goes 375 feet. It's his second homer of the year. Vladimir Restituyo digs in. The pitch misses away, and it's ball one. Restituyo, single back in the third inning. The pitch is a called strike on the inner half, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 tipped into Levens's mitt off the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. By the way, from the clubhouse, Sam Casada, who's in the trainer's room, the Shuckers associate athletic trainer, just chimed in and said the best princess movie is Tangled. The 1-2. Restituyo drives it to left. Etzel's back on it at the warning track, at the wall, and it's gone. Back-to-back homers for the second straight day. This time, Murray and Restituyo go back-to-back, and it's now 6-2 Biscuits. It goes 354 feet off the bat at 90 miles an hour. And it brings up Garrett Spain. It's Restituyo's first homer of the year. The Shuckers now have 20 homers for their first 21 games. The pitch to the lefty Spain is fouled back and out of play, and it's 0-1. The pitch misses away, and the count evens 1-1. The pitch, swing and a miss, fastball up and away, and the count goes to 1-2. Shuckers trail 6-2. They've gotten back into this thing in the sixth inning. The pitch is rolled foul, and the count stays at 1-2. The pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball top of the zone in Spain. Is down on strikes for the second out. Two outs, nobody on. Two runs already in the inning. The pitch is a called strike on the inside corner of the switch hitter Lara. And it's 0-1. Johnson's 0-1, misses away, and the count evens 1-1. Johnson out of the stretch delivers. Misses up and away, and the count goes to 2-1. Pitch from Johnson misses up and away, and the count moves to 3-1. The Shuckers trail 6-2. Nick Merkel is warming up in the Shuckers bullpen. The 3-1. Mara takes off the outside quarter. That was a changeup. And it extends the inning for the righty Brock Wilken. Levins takes a moment, goes out to the hill and talks with Johnson. The Shuckers have struck twice in this inning. Back-to-back homers from Ethan Murray and Vladimir Restituyo. And up stands Brock Wilken. It's a 6-2 Biscuits lead. Johnson checks over to first, and Laura is back to the bag in time. Wilkins 0-2 today. The pitch is a slider and a called strike. The 0-1, Laura's up to second. It's a called strike on the inner half. The throw to second is wide of the bag, and Laura slides around the tag. The Shuckers down 6-2, but a chance for more. Tayden Levins takes off his sunglasses that he had on under his mask and gives them to manager Kevin Bowles in the third base dugout. No balls, two strikes, and two away. The Shuckers trail 6-2 in the bottom of the sixth. Johnson delivers. Wilken checks his swing and fouls it off in and out of the Shuckers dugout. The 0-2. Nubbed back to the hill. Johnson has it, gathers it first base side, kind of shot puts it to the first base bag, and that ends the inning. Ethan Murray, Vladimir Restituyo go on a mythical adventure to back-to-back homerland. Two runs, two hits, no errors, one runner left on base. We go to the seventh on Princess Day. 6-2 Biscuits on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCM.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Remember when hometown service meant knowing your name? At Ladner Drugs, it still does. With fast drive-through service, customer medication packaging, and expert compounding, we make getting your prescriptions easy. Need delivery? It's free, just like the good old days. Plus, find unique gifts and decor you won't see anywhere else. Two locations, Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Ladner Drugs, hometown care the way it should be.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on, Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our prices low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else.
Barber shop called to the bullpen. Steven Cruz is done for the day. And the Shuckers go to the pen and bring out the right-handed throwing Nick Merkel. My name's Shavik Blake. It's a 6-2 Shuckers lead. Check that. The Biscuits lead the Shuckers 6-2 as we head to the seventh. Merkel's first pitch. This is low and in for the righties. The lefty, Xavier Isaac, and the counts. And a ball with no strikes. The Shuckers just struck back with two runs in the bottom of the sixth inning. The pitch. Isaac takes a strike on the inner half. And the count evens 1-1. Merkel's been such a dependable guy for the Shuckers out in the bullpen this year. Today is his sixth appearance of the year. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Handcuffs him with a slider low and in. And it's 1-2. Isaac, two RBIs today. He's 1-for-2 with a walk and a triple. It's a 6-2 Biscuits lead in the top of the seventh. Merkel delivers. Swing and a miss. Knuckle curve down low. And now one away.
There's the Circle J punch out. Circle J official convenience store. Minor league baseball.
By the way, the final line today for Steven Cruz is the ERA on the year now down to a 1.69. Goes two shutout innings, no walks and two strikeouts on 24 pitches. The pitch misses low and away, and it's ball one. Simpson smashed a two-run homer down the left field line back in the fifth inning. That was part of the four-run frame for the Biscuits that at the time led him 6-0. The pitch is smacked foul. First base side and out of play. And the count evens 1-1. Merkel deals, and it's popped foul out of play in the first base side, and it's 1-2. We owe you a check of the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Everything else in action around the league. Top six, Knoxville leads Pensacola 7-2. That series finale. The 1-2, knuckle curve, and it's a called strike three in the outside corner. Back-to-back strikeouts from Merkel. And now two away for the lefty, Tatum Levins. Elsewhere in the league, they're through 5.5. Chattanooga leads Columbus 4-0. And in the top of the second, Birmingham leads Rocket City 1-0. Series finales across the league today. The pitch to Levins misses away, and it's 1-0. The Shuckers after today will have an off day tomorrow in a bus trip to Columbus, Georgia, on the banks of the Chattahoochee River. They open up a six-game set against the Queenstones on Tuesday. The 1-0 is smacked out towards left. Restituyo back on it towards the warning track. He leaps and he makes the catch over his shoulder. And that ends a very nice seventh inning from Nick Merkel. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. And just 10 pitches. It's time to stretch in Biloxi. 6-2, the Biscuits lead on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCN.
Kick off the weekend with a night of fun with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal. Fans can cash in on almost 60% savings. It includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $17 in advance. Make sure to splash in on the fun by reserving your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the Shuckers' 10th anniversary season with T-Shirt Tuesday presented by Altys. Celebrate Shuckers' history with a giveaway name and number jersey for top players in franchise history. Celebrate Woodruff, Churio, and Zarowski and more as one of the first 250 fans at every Tuesday home game. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers' box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Roll out the barrel. We'll have a barrel of fun.
Roll out the barrel. A late Sunday afternoon comeback. As they trail 6-2. Through 6.5, we go to the bottom of the seventh. And the switch hitter Xavier Warren digs in. First pitch to Warren. Misses away, and it's 1-0. Warren bats from the left side against the righty Ty Johnson, who's back to work after a tough sixth inning. He gave up two runs. Now the pitch misses inside, and it's 2-0. He gave up back-to-back homers to Ethan Murray and Vladimir Restituyo. The saving grace for Johnson is that they were both solo shots. So it's just 6-2. The 2-0 fouled back, and it's 2-1. The 2-1 is a called strike. And the count evens 2-2. The 2-2. Backdoors a slider, and it's a called strike 3 at 84. One away, and it brings up the righty Luke Adams. Adams is 0 for 2 today. Adams is 0 for 2 with two flyouts, 6-2 biscuits, and the pitch is a called strike on the outer half. Adams has had a fun week, two homers, two doubles. He's had four hits this week, and all of them have gone for extra bases. The 0-1, swing and a miss at a slider, and it's 0-2. He enters today with a four-game hit streak and a seven-game on-base streak. Trying to engineer a late Shuckers comeback on a Sunday afternoon. They've already clinched the series, but looking for more. The 0-2 misses away, and it's a ball and two strikes. The 1-2. Shot foul into the Shuckers dugout, first base side, off the netting, and then back out. The count stays at a ball and two strikes. Johnson deals. Adams ropes it, third base side, foul. Two hops into the Biscuits bullpen. The count stays at 1-2. That foul ball is brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor, 228-641-9167. The 1-2. Adams swings and misses. Slider on the outer half at 87. And now two away for the lefty, Darian Miller. Two outs, no one on. The pitch to the lefty Miller misses up and away from the righty Ty Johnson. Six-two biscuits in the seventh. The pitch misses up, and it's 2-0. Miller's 0 for 2 today with two strikeouts. Strikeout looking on a cutter back in the fifth and then popped out to short in the second. Johnson fires. It misses up and away, and the count runs to 3-0. The Shuckers have been a force in the late innings throughout this series. Of their entering today, 31 runs, 17 in the sixth inning or later, so add two to it, 19 of 33. The pitch misses away, and it's ball four. It's a five-pitch walk for Miller, and it brings up the righty Ramon Rodriguez.
over their last three games, check that, their last four games, that's since Wednesday, the Shuckers in the sixth inning or later entering today owned a 364, 426, 582 slash line. That is absurd in the sixth inning or later. The pitch to Rodriguez misses in, and it's 1-0. That is a 10.08 OPS with 19 runs of 33 total runs in the sixth inning or later. Johnson delivers, misses inside, and it's 2-0. The Shuckers, at the very least, are going to make this thing interesting down the stretch. The 2-0. Misses up and in, and it's 3-0. Well, now all of a sudden, the Shuckers have an opportunity. Rodriguez draws a walk with the tying run to be on deck with 2 away. Yesterday, they scored 6 runs. 4 of them came with 2 outs. The 3-0. Is a called strike on the outer half, a fastball at 93. Check over to first, and Miller's back in time. Three balls, one strike, two away. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball top of the zone, and it's a full count. Three balls, two strikes, two away. The pitch popped up. First base on. Simpson, the first baseman, is under it. He's got plenty of room, makes the catch right in the foul line. And that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We go to the eighth. The Shuckers trail 6-2 on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCN.
Looking for the perfect place to dine or celebrate with a steak? Come experience Sully's. Not too fancy, just really good. We're all about high-quality ingredients. Fresh, never-frozen hand-cut steaks and chef-inspired weekly specials featuring the freshest fish. And don't leave without trying our house-made cheesecakes. Planning an event? Richburg Hall, our beautiful 10,000-square-foot venue, is ready for weddings, parties, and corporate gatherings. Great food, great drinks, great memories. That's Sully's in Richburg Hall in downtown Gulfport on the corner of 13th and 30th. Find us online at ilovesullys.com.
Living these days can be pretty expensive. You've got your car, your house, kids. But that's why you might be interested in a way you could save hundreds of dollars a year on your insurance. And that way is one simple call to the Heflin Insurance Agency. Whether you want to save on your auto, home, commercial, flood, or life, the team at the Heflin Agency is ready to help you. Call 896-2222 to get a fast, free, no-obligation quote. It's time to get your insurance rates back where they belong with the Heflin Insurance Agency.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville in Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious.
Chillville is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Nick Merkel's back to work as he tries to hold the line. The Shuckers trail 6-2 in the eighth. Merkel out for his second inning on the hill, trying to keep it at 6-2 to give the Shuckers a chance to potentially engineer a comeback in the eighth and ninth inning. Friday, Willie Vasquez digs in. Merkel delivers, and he misses low and away for ball one. Merkel had a quick and easy seventh, needed just 10 pitches to retire the side in order. The right-hander delivers, and it's a called strike on the outer half. The count evens 1-1. By the way, we'd like to say a big hello to George in Grand Ridge, Florida, on the text the booth line. Also a big hello to Glenn listening in today. The 1-1 tipped in and out of Rodriguez's mitt behind the plate, and it's 1-2. Also a big hello to Kane tuning in today, along with Sarah. One ball, two strikes, nobody out.
6-2, the Biscuits lead the Shockers. The righty Merkel delivers to the righty Vasquez. And it's lifted foul, first base side and out of play. We'll do it again. After today, the Shockers, a six-game road trip. They're back home on May 6th for a six-game set. The 1-2. Vasquez takes low, and the count evens 2-2. A lot of fun to do at the ballpark in May. The Shockers will be home for 12 games during the month, including the return of the Biloxi King Cakes and Hockey Night. The 2-2. Vasquez dribbles it foul, and the count stays at 2-2. For all information on promotions, happenings at the ballpark, and everything else, go to BiloxiShockers.com to get your tickets. You can go there, or you can visit the box office Monday through Friday. They'll be open next week. The corner of Howard and Caivette, the 2-2, is rolled to short. Murray moves to his left, snags it by his ankles, quickly fires to Adams at first. And now one away for the righty Hunter Stovall, and we'll take 10 seconds for station identification on the Shockers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shockers baseball.
Hunter Stovall digs in. It's a 6-2 Biscuits lead. The pitch is lifted to third, right to Wilkin. And now there are two away. That was about as easy of an out for Wilkin as he'd made all year. That was off the bat at 100, but he didn't move. Simply stuck up his mitt and caught it chest high. And now two out, nobody on for the righty Cameron James. Merkel delivers. It's a called strike at the knees, and it's 0-1. The pitch, dribbled foul. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. Merkel delivers, misses low, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes. By the way, we'd also like to say a big happy birthday to Brewers beat writer with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and minor league diehard Kurt Hogue, who turns 30 today. The 1-2. Check swing. Rodriguez blocks it up. First base umpire says he does not go, and the count evens 2-2. Luke Adams, another guy with the birthday this week. He turned 21 years old this past week. Celebrated with a homer on his birthday, his first double-A homer. The 2-2. Chopped left side. Murray charges it short, snags it waist high, fires high to first. Adams steps high, snags it, keeps the foot attached to the bat. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're through 7.5. 6-2 Biscuits on the Shockers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCN.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shockers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shockers box office or online at BiloxiShockers.com.
Hey, Shockers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shockers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shockers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shockers players. Schedule next cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shockers Radio Network.
Experience the newest club in town with the Cloud 7 Yacht Club at Keesler Federal Park. Enjoy a reimagined atmosphere with a renovated area on a suite level, including a relocated bar, unique drinks, great views, and more. For more information and to book your group's outing, call me today at 228-233-3465.
We added the last of the eighth inning, and the Shuckers looking to make this thing close late. They trail 6-2. The righty Ty Johnson's back to work, and he faces the right-handed hitting Ethan Murray, who homered off him last time up in the sixth. The first pitch of the bottom of the eighth misses up and in for ball one. Justin Yeager has started to get warm in the Shuckers bullpen. He last threw on Friday night, picked up the save. Shuckers certainly hoping gets a save opportunity. The 1-0 misses inside, and it hits Murray right on the helmet. And it pops over the net and out of play. Murray's okay. Was kind of a Looney Tunes hit by pitch. Murray ducked down and it got right the top of his helmet. It shot off enough to record an exit view of 36 miles an hour. The trainer stays in the dugout. Murray's all good. I think it's kind of accurate to describe it as getting doinked. The righty Vladimir Restituyo digs in. The pitch is a called strike one in the inside corner. Restituyo is 2-for-2 today. It's Restituyo's second multi-hit performance of the season. 6-2 biscuits in the eighth. The 0-1, he shows bunt, pulls back, and it's a called strike two. Pitch at the knees at 93. No balls, two strikes, nobody out. Now the pitch, roped, third base side, foul ball in and out of the protector's glove. That's Austin Vernon. J.J. Goss is warming. Vernon went to snag it, and it popped out of his mitt. Johnson delivers. Foul ball straight back, and we'll do it again. Shuckers down 6-2, but they've known a thing or two about some late-inning comebacks throughout this series. 19 of their 33 runs this week have come in the sixth inning or later. The pitch. Restituyo drives it to left. Edsel under it, and he makes the catch. Just got under it. Now one out, one on. The Shuckers down 6-2 in the eighth, and the lefty Garrett Spain digs in the left-handed box. Faces the righty Ty Johnson. First pitch, Spain takes up and away, and it's 1-0. Spain's 0-for-3 today with a strikeout, a ground out, and a fly out to right. Johnson about to throw his 67th pitch of the day. Check over to first, and Murray's back in plenty of time. Johnson is a bolt guy out of the bullpen. Entering today, he had thrown 9 innings in 3 appearances. And he's into his 4th inning today here in the 8th. The 1-0. Spain dribbles it foul, and the count evens 1-1. Murray's off first. Johnson comes set. Check over to first again, and Murray again is back in time. Johnson's picked off one base runner today. That was Xavier Warren back in the fifth inning. Murray takes his lead off first. He's 3-for-3 in stolen base attempts this season. The 1-1. Spain ropes it first base side. It's a fair ball, and it rolls all the way to the wall. Murray, round second, heads to third, gets the wave from Rodriguez. Vasquez has trouble finding it in the right field corner and fires it in towards third. It's a stand-up triple for Spain. Murray scores, and it's now 6-3. That was off Spain's bat at 106. It's his second triple of this series and his fourth extra base hit of the week. He also drives in his eighth run of the year, and that brings out manager Kevin Bolles. J.J. Goss warming up in the pen. It's a Bruce Hurd's Barbershop call to the bullpen. We're back in a moment on the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising WGCM.
Can you believe it's already been 10 years since the Shuckers came to the coast? Join us all year long at Keesler Federal Park to celebrate our 10th anniversary season. From unique giveaways to special 10th anniversary merchandise at the Shucker Shop, we have it all. Tickets start at just $9. So join the celebration today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. You'll also receive an exclusive Shuckers birthday gift, video board recognition, and a scooter appearance. For more information, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465 and make sure to ask about our suite upgrades.
Fun-loving seagulls are back for 2025 as the Biloxi Beach Chickens take center stage on Saturday, June 7th, Saturday, July 12th, and Saturday, July 26th. Watch the Shuckers transform into the Beach Chickens with special caps, uniforms, and merchandise available in the Shucker Shop. Tickets start at just $9. Swoop in and grab your tickets and merchandise today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Runs on deck for the Shuckers. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. It's a Bruce Hurd's Barbershop call to the bullpen. One out. Garrett Spann's at third. The Shuckers trail 6-3. Switch hitter Luis Lara digs in. That's from the left side against the righty and new arm, J.J. Goss. First pitch. Smacked foul out of play behind home plate, and it's 0-1. Goss makes his seventh appearance of the year. He's 1-for-1 in save opportunities this season. An ERA of 2 in 9 innings, 3 walks, 8 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 161 against him. The 0-1. Lara dribbles it out in front of home plate. Spain stays put at third. Levins picks it up, fires to first, and it's in time. A smart job by Spain at third to not come home. He would have been dead to rights. And it now brings up Brock Wilkin. And Lara has pulled up behind first. And this is brutal to see. He limps back to the dugout. And he's pointing to the back of his left leg as he hops on back. He's favoring his right leg. And after Pratt was hit yesterday, Laura today back to the dugout. Guy who's built on speed, especially out in center. Anything to do with the legs and the hamstrings is awful to see. The first pitch to Wilkin is a called strike one. Lara is back in the dugout. We'll see if he goes to the tunnel back to the trainer's room, but what we can tell you is he was favoring the leg on the way back, and he was hopping. It was the left leg is the one that is injured. The pitch is a called strike on the outer half, and it's 0-2. He's back to the dugout now with Shuckers athletic trainer B.J. Downey. He's not gone down the tunnel yet, which is a good sign that maybe it was just a little cramp. It is warm today, 81 degrees and sunny, but humid as well. The 0-2 to Wilkin. He's popped foul, first base side and out of play. And the count goes to 0-2. With him not going back down the tunnel might give the indication that training staff in the dugout just giving him fluids. And now Cooper Pratt sprints out of the Shuckers dugout with a glove on. That's a good sign if Pratt enters this ballgame. Not for Laura, but good for Pratt. The 0-2 misses low, and Lemons blocks it up. Pratt sprints down to the Shuckers bullpen, picks up a baseball and starts throwing just to warm up his arm a little bit. Pratt exited yesterday after he was hit in the hand by a fastball at 94. X-rays were negative, just a contusion, but he's getting ready to come in to play defense. That's a good sign that the hand is all okay. The 1-2. Wilkin takes up, and it's 2-2.
Lara has still not gone down the tunnel. And best case scenario, it is just a cramp for Lara, which would be a huge sigh of relief. The 2-2, Wilkin pops it up. Foul territory, first base side in front of the Shuckers dugout. Levins near the on-deck circle goes to the netting, and it's out of play. Pratt continues to warm up. Down behind the Shuckers bullpen, likely to come in as a defensive substitution. Goss, the 2-2. Wilkin pops it up, first base side foul territory, and it's out of play. Lara right now, he's still in the dugout. He's walking back and forth. He just got a ban from Alexander Corneo. And that's a terrific sign to see that Laura's up and moving. The 2-2. Wilkin swings and misses, and that ends the inning. Change up on the inner half at 88. Goss enters, retires both batters that he faces. One run, one hit, no errors, one runner left on base. We go to the ninth. 6-3 Biscuits over the Shuckers on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCN.
If you're in the mood for nostalgia, here's the perfect place. Ice Cream Palace in Long Beach. Load up and come try their shakes, the best in town. And malts at the Ice Cream Palace are made with Carnation malted milk. You can't beat the old-fashioned banana split, so beat it to the Ice Cream Palace. For delicious ice cream. Or if you want something new, try the new Tipsy Ice Cream. Downtown at 206 Jeff Davis Avenue behind Camp House Burgers. Come chill with us at the Ice Cream Palace.
Proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
This summer, the heat strikes back.
That's hot. This is hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
This is really hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
And only one team can stop it. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air. With a new location in Gulfport off Pass Road. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air is locally owned and family operated, keeping you comfortable in all seasons. Call the pros at Fleur de Lis Heating and Air, 228-273-4785.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Nine, Justin Yeager's in, but we got great news for you. Luis Lara, who pulled up behind first after running out his at-bat, is in center. Must have just been a cramp, which is the best sign to see for the Shuckers' young, speedy center fielder. All righty, Justin Yeager is on, and the first pitch misses up to the lefty, Braden Taylor. Final line for Nick Merkel. He goes two shutout innings, gives up one hit, no walks, two strikeouts, and throws 23 pitches. The 1-0 to the lefty, Taylor. Swing and a miss. Slider on the inside corner at 86, and it's 1-1. One of the big things that made us think up here in the press box level that it was likely just a cramp for Lara is he never went down the tunnel back to the clubhouse. The pitch misses inside, and it's 2-1. He did a little bit of stretching and was with Shuckers head athletic trainer B.J. Downey. But he's back out in center. It's good to go. The 2-1. Smack foul back to the screen, and it's 2-2. Yeager makes his eighth appearance of the season. He has an ERA of 3 in 9 innings, 3 walks, 11 strikeouts, and opponents hitting .226 against him. Yeager's 2-2. His chopped foul first base side, and the count stays at 2-2. We're in the ninth, a 6-3 Biscuits lead over the Shuckers. On a Sunday afternoon, the Shuckers will want to win 5 of 6 in a series for the first time since June of last year. They're going to need a couple in the bottom half. The 2-2. Check swing. Third base umpire says he does not go. And the count goes full. The 3-2 chopped into the Shuckers dugout first base side, and the count stays full. The 3-2 delivery is roped out to right. Spain comes on, and he makes the catch in a dead sprint. Now one away for the lefty, Matthew Edsel. The lefty Edsel digs in. Open stance from the left side against the righty Yeager. 6-3 biscuits in the ninth. The pitch misses up and in for ball one. After today, the Shuckers, an off day tomorrow, and a bus trip to Columbus, Georgia before a six-game set against the Columbus Clingstones. The Shuckers' first trip to New Synovus Park, the 1-0. Smack towards deep center. Lara is back on it. Into the alleyway, reaches up, makes the catch, and yeah, the legs look very okay for Luis Lara. About 10 minutes ago, he pulled up behind first and looked like he was seriously injured. Well, it ends up being just a cramp, and Lara gets after it in left center and makes the catch. That is a terrific sight to see, and I'm sure the Shuckers training staff relieved that Lara tracked that one down without any issues. Two outs, nobody on, and the lefty Colton Ledbetter digs in. The pitch misses inside for ball one. It's 6-3 biscuits in the top of the ninth inning. The pitch clubbed out to right. Spain's back on it, under it, and he makes the catch. A quick and easy 12-pitch inning from Yeager. We go to the bottom of the ninth. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. The Shuckers have retired each of the last 10 biscuits. Now it's time to see if the offense can get things cranked up. They trail by 3 through 8.5. Back after this on the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCN.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bring community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers Baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night, all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@BiloxiShuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Favorite cheese, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
This is Kurt Hogue, Milwaukee Brewers beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
We head to the bottom of the ninth, and the righty J.J. Goss is back to work. Faces the switch hitter Xavier Warren from the left side. First pitch is lifted out to short left. James, the third baseman, after Edsel, the left fielder, in. Battles the sun, sticks up his mitt, makes the catch. Now one away. One out, nobody on. The Shuckers trail 6-3. They fell down 6-0 after 4.5. They battled back 2 in the 6th on back-to-back homers from Ethan Murray and Vladimir Astudillo, and then 1 in the 8th on an RBI triple from Garrett Spain. The pitch misses away for ball 1. The pitch lifted down the left field line, foul. The count evens at a ball and a strike. The Biscuits lead 6-3, one out, nobody on in the ninth. Now the pitch is a curveball that misses up. And the count evens 2-2. Check the count goes to 2 balls at a strike. Darian Miller's on deck. Ramon Rodriguez is in the hole. The 2-1. Adams takes up and in, and it's 3-1. The 3-1. Popped foul, third base side and out of play. And the count goes full. The 3-2. Lifted, third base side on a couple of hops. Third baseman James snags it to his left, fires to first. And it's ruled in time. And Luke Adams is not happy with it. Puts his palms up to the first base umpire. And now first base coach Matt Lipka gets between them. And Adams sits back to the dugout. Brings up Darian Miller as the Shuckers' final hope. Shuckers trail 6-3. The pitch, swing and a miss for strike one. Miller's 0-2 today with a strikeout, a walk, and a pop-out. The pitch, swing and a miss, and the Shuckers are down to their final strike. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. The pitch, rolled right back to Gus. First base side, underhands to Simpson, and that ends the game, and that ends the series. Well, despite today's loss, the Shuckers still win the series 4-2. In the ninth, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. The Biscuits improved to 11-9 on the season. The Shuckers fall to 10-11. And they have a date with the Columbus Clinchstones next week, 6 games in 6 days. Starting on Tuesday at 6:05 Central Time from Synovus Park. We'll take a break, come back, wrap things up in the postgame show. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM.
Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more? Splash in on savings today. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group outing, call me today at 228-233-3465.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Celebrate America's birthday the best way possible with the Shuckers. Mark your calendar for Friday, July 4th at 6:35 for the Shuckers Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza at Keesler Federal Park. Fireworks, baseball, hot dogs, America. Tickets are going fast. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get yours today.
With over 100 years of history on the coast, the Shuckers will transform into the Biloxi King Cakes on Saturday, April 12th, Saturday, May 24th, and Saturday, June 21st.
complete with specialty food items, unique hats, and jerseys fit for the king of carnival. It's nonstop Mardi Gras fun. Tickets start at just $9. Grab your tickets, merchandise, and join the crew today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show.
Welcome inside the Plexi Shuckers postgame show on the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM. The final score, Biscuits 6, Shuckers 3. Despite today's loss, the Shuckers still take the series 4-2. The Shuckers' four-game win streak is snapped. They've still won 9 of 13 since that 1-7 start. They're at 10-11 on the season. The Biscuits improved to 11-9. For the Biscuits, 6 runs, 7 hits, and no errors. For the Shuckers, 3 runs, 4 hits, and no errors. Ty Johnson gets the win. He improves to 2-0. Tate Keener, the loss. He falls to 1-4. J.J. Goss, the save. It's his second of the season. Time to get to today's scoring summary. The Biscuits score 2 runs in the second. Willie Vasquez, an RBI triple down the left field line. And then a sacrifice fly from Hunter Stovall made it 2-0 early in the fifth. Back-to-back 2-RBI hits, a 2-RBI triple from Xavier Isaac, and a 2-run homer from Will Simpson made it a 6-0 Biscuits lead. But the Shuckers struck back and made it close. 2 in the sixth. Back-to-back homers for the second consecutive day. Ethan Murray and Vladimir Restituyo go back-to-back with homers to left, and that made it a 6-2 ball game. 1 run came home for the Shuckers in the eighth inning, an RBI triple to the right field wall by Garrett Spain, the Shuckers' fifth triple of the year. That is tied for the league lead, and it's also Spain's second triple of the week. Again, Ty Johnson gets the win. Tate Keener gets the loss, and J.J. Goss picks up the save. And a game in front of an announced attendance of 1,797. That takes 2 hours and 22 minutes. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time to wrap everything up on the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Comes your way next right here on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Remember when hometown service meant knowing your name? At Ladner Drugs, it still does. With fast drive-through service, customer medication packaging, and expert compounding, we make getting your prescriptions easy. Need delivery? It's free, just like the good old days. Plus, find unique gifts and decor you won't see anywhere else. 2 locations, Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Ladner Drugs, hometown care the way it should be.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
Looking for the perfect place to dine or celebrate with a steak? Come experience Sully's. Not too fancy, just really good. We're all about high-quality ingredients. Fresh, never-frozen hand-cut steaks and chef-inspired weekly specials featuring the freshest fish. And don't leave without trying our house-made cheesecakes. Planning an event? Richburg Hall, our beautiful 10,000-square-foot venue, is ready for weddings, parties, and corporate gatherings. Great food, great drinks, great memories. That's Sully's in Richburg Hall in downtown Gulfport on the corner of 13th and 30th. Find us online at ilovesullys.com.
Living these days can be pretty expensive. You've got your car, your house, kids. But that's why you might be interested in a way you could save hundreds of dollars a year on your insurance. And that way is one simple call to the Heflin Insurance Agency. Whether you want to save on your auto, home, commercial, flood, or life, the team at the Heflin Agency is ready to help you. Call 896-2222 to get a fast, free, no obligation quote. It's time to get your insurance rates back where they belong with the Heflin Insurance Agency.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show as we wrap things up. The Shuckers fall 6-3 on a Sunday afternoon at Keesler Federal Park. My name is Javik Blake. We appreciate you joining us throughout your Sunday afternoon. The Biscuits, 6 runs, 7 hits, and no errors. For the Shuckers, 3 runs, 4 hits, and no errors. Ty Johnson gets the win. He improves to 2-0. Tate Keener the loss. He falls to 1-4. While J.J. Goss picks up the save, his second of the season. Time to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. The Shuckers, the first game to go final around the Southern League today. Top of the eighth inning, Knoxville leads Pensacola 7-4 thanks to a 7-run third inning. Meanwhile, bottom of the eighth inning, Chattanooga leads Columbus 5-0, and they have the bases loaded with just one away. Elsewhere, top of the fifth inning, in Madison, Alabama, in Birmingham, leads Rocket City by a 3-1 score. Time to take a look around the Brewers organization. The Big League Club, thanks to a big-time start from Jose Quintana, they lead the Cardinals 7-1 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Elsewhere around the organization, in AAA, bottom of the sixth, the Nashville Sounds lead the Durham Bulls 1-0. And in the top of the ninth inning, the Cedar Rapids Colonels lead the Wisconsin Timberrattlers 8-1. Still to play, Columbia and Carolina in single A at 4:05 Central Time, 5:05 locally in Columbia, South Carolina. Today, the Shuckers fall by a 6-3 final, and they'll be back at it on Tuesday night. Tomorrow, a travel day. Shuckers will make their way east, and they'll take on the Columbus Clingstones for the second time in the second series this season, but the first time at Synovus Park, the renovated ballpark that's home to the Clingstones. 6:05 Central Time start on Tuesday. If you're listening in the Eastern time zone, want to come to the game, the game starts at 7:05. The Shuckers will play about half a mile into the Eastern time zone on Tuesday night. But 6:05 Central Time is your first pitch time on Tuesday. Starters have not been announced for either side, while the Shuckers radio network will get underway with our coverage beginning at 5:45. The final score tonight, Montgomery 6, Shuckers 3. And the Shuckers fall to 10-11 on the season. The Biscuits improved to 11-9. That'll do it for us today. For all of us, the Biloxi.